Hi, my name is Edward Thompson. I'm a program manager for Microsoft Visual Studio Team Services, and I focus on Git and version control. In this video, we'll discuss why you might want to move to Git, and discuss two different ways to move to Git from Subversion, either by doing a tip migration or a migration with history. And I'll demonstrate a tip migration as well as a simple migration with history using the Git SVN program. If you're thinking about building a modern DevOps pipeline for your application, then you're probably thinking about moving to Git hosted by Visual Studio Team Services. That's because Git enables more efficient software development processes. Its lightweight branching model allows developers to start working on a new feature or fix a bug quickly and efficiently. The local commit model encourages experimentation and agile development. And pull requests encourage excellent code review experiences and allow your team to enforce policies before code enters production. Visual Studio Team Services provides excellent guidance and some tools to convert an existing project from Team Foundation version control into Git. But it's also easy to move to Git if you're currently using Subversion. The first step of moving from Subversion to Git is deciding how you want to do the migration. You have two options. You can do what's called a tip migration, where you simply migrate the most recent version of your source code, or the tip, to Git, leaving history behind. Or you can try to migrate all the history over so that the new Git repository tries to mimic the history that was in Subversion. You may just assume that you want to try to do a migration with history, but after helping many, many customers move to Git, we actually do not recommend trying to migrate history. Migrating history seems so simple that it's easy to believe that you can do some perfect translation from your old version control system to Git. But there are some problems with this. The biggest problem is that there's no way to do a history translation between Subversion and Git with complete accuracy. The two version control systems are dramatically different, and they store the structure of history and branches completely differently. For example, Subversion stores branches within the repository, branching a folder, while Git creates a branch that encompasses the entire repository. Also, Subversion stores change types as a first-class operation, so it can record, for example, that one file was renamed to a different file. In contrast, Git stores history as a snapshot of the tree at a point in time. So it uses heuristics to try to guess when a rename occurs, but it can't match the operations exactly to what happened in Subversion. Since there's no way to translate history accurately, you probably won't actually be able to get rid of your old Subversion server. You'll need it in case you ever need to respond to an audit, or if you're ever involved in an intellectual property lawsuit. If you ever need to prove who wrote a line of code and when it was written, it's not very likely that your lawyers will be impressed when you show them a Git commit that's a translation of what actually happened. So instead of getting rid of your old version control server, we recommend that you set it read-only and leave it online. This will allow you to query history, the actual, accurate history of your changes, whenever you need to, by going to the old server. And it turns out, most development teams don't usually look that far back in history. We see that developers tend to look at the recent changes to their projects and don't often go too far back in history. So if you do a tip migration and keep your old version control server online, but read-only, immediately after you do the migration, users will need to view the history on the old Subversion server. And I admit that's a little annoying. But as time goes on and as you work on the new Git server more and more, you'll query that old Subversion server less and less. So even though it's a little annoying at first, you tend to get over that hump quickly, so that you're usually looking at the history just on the new Git server. Let's take a look at what a tip migration looks like. The first thing that I'm going to do is create a new Git repository to contain my code. I could create my repository locally to start, or I could create it first within Visual Studio Team Services. This is my VSTS account, and I've got an existing team project, and I can quickly create a new Git repository within that project. Once I do, VSTS will give me instructions on how to push into the repository or give me the clone URL that I can copy and paste and take to the terminal. So I can just git clone the URL that it gave me. And this will download and create an empty repository on my local computer. Now I have this empty Git repository locally. I can open it up with Windows Explorer and navigate into it. And I don't have any code yet. I can also navigate to my Subversion repository. You can see that this is a Subversion repository with a pretty typical layout. It's got a trunk directory, and then it's got some branches within the branches folder. I'm going to open up the trunk folder. That's my main integration branch. It's the branch that I'm shipping to production. This is the branch that I want to migrate over to Git as its master branch. So this is as simple as copying and pasting all the files from the Subversion directory to the Git directory. Since I'm not trying to migrate history, all I have to do is bring over the code. And then I'm ready to check this in as my first revision. So I can go back to my terminal and run git add, and then git commit. Now, since we're not migrating history, in the original commit message, it's a good idea to leave a note with the URL of the Subversion repository that you're keeping it online. This will help people who forget where the Subversion repository is, and especially when new developers join the team. And that's it. Once our repository is migrated, we can just run git push to get it uploaded to the server so that now everybody can collaborate in the Git repository. Now, we've migrated only the trunk branch from Subversion to our master branch in Git. And just because we're not migrating history doesn't mean that we can't also migrate other branches, which is actually incredibly easy. All we have to do is create a new branch in our Git repository and switch to it. I want to move over the release 2.0 branch from Subversion, so I'm going to create the same branch in Git. Now, my Git repository has the release 2.0 branch checked out, so I can copy the contents over from my Subversion release 2.0 branch directly into the file system. First, I want to delete all the files that I moved over when I moved the trunk branch. Then, I want to navigate into my Subversion release 2.0 branch. And just like before, I want to copy all the files and paste them into my Git repository. Once the files are in place, I can do the same thing that I did before. From the command line, I can run git add to update the files in the branch, and then I can run git commit to actually check in the new branch. And finally, I can run git push to publish the branch to the server. Now, if I go back to my web browser and reload the repository in Visual Studio Team Services, you can see that now I have all the source code that was in my Subversion repository migrated over to a Git repository. I can even click on the Branches tab, and I can see the branches that I've migrated. But of course, I didn't migrate history. So if I click on the Commits tab, we'll see just my initial commit. But again, in that commit, we provided a helpful link to the original Subversion URL so that when people do go through history, they'll know where to go. So you can see that it's incredibly simple to translate a Subversion repository without history. And again, that's what we would encourage you to do, a migration without trying to translate history. However, if you have a reasonably simple repository, then there's a tool called GitSVN that can help translate the history. It does require some configuration, especially if you have a non-standard Subversion layout. But if you have a small, simple repository, and you're not concerned about the translation being 100% accurate, then it does a pretty good job. Here's a simple demonstration of using GitSVN to do a migration. Just like when I did a tip migration, the first thing that I'm going to do is set up a repository in Visual Studio Team Services to hold my newly migrated repository. And again, Visual Studio Team Services will give me instructions for how to clone or push my repository up once it's migrated. So I'll copy and paste these for later. Then I can open up a command prompt in a temporary directory so that I can use for the migration. And then I can use the git svn command that's included with Git for Windows to import my remote Subversion repository into a local Git repository. Again, there's some manual configuration that needs to be done here. I referred to the Subversion migration article by the Microsoft ALM Rangers to know that I needed to set up an authors file to map Subversion users to their real name and email address. But otherwise, this Subversion repository is a really good candidate for a history migration. It's very simple, and it's in the standard Subversion layout with a trunk directory and a branches directory. This will take a while, though, even on a small, simple repository. But once this does finish, I can navigate into the new repository, and I can paste the VSTS getting started commands into my terminal to push this new Git repository up to VSTS. And then I can navigate back to my browser in Visual Studio Team Services and reload it to see that my Subversion repository was migrated. And this time, I even have some history. If you'd like to see more information about Subversion migrations, especially around the more complex migration topics, the ALM Rangers have a more comprehensive guide at aka.ms/svn2git. And if you'd like to learn more about Git and Visual Studio Team Services, visit visualstudio.com/learn-git. Be sure to check us out on Twitter @VSTS. Thanks for watching.